Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musings. This month's essay is titled Pelargoniums Forever. It was written by George and Becky Lohmiller and is read by Jack Burnett.
The plants that we commonly refer to as geraniums are really pelargonium, after the Greek pelargos or stork. There is also a true geranium known as cranesbill, a simple five-petaled flower of pink, lavender, blue, or purple. When pelargoniums were first introduced to Europe from South Africa in the 1700s, they were mistakenly classified with geraniums. Though Linnaeus corrected the error by designating them pelargonium, the name geranium stuck. The success of pelargonium has roots in the work of the plant breeder Victor Lemoyne, who worked in Nancy, France during the 1800s. His Gloire de Nancy, the first double geranium, is the parent of today's geraniums. Lemoyne also developed the showy pelargonium, which we know better as the Martha Washington. Among the pelargoniums, we find four common groups: the domestic, which offers a great but brief bloom; zonal, with color variation in the leaves; ivy, with droopy, glossy leaves that cascade from a pot; and scented geraniums. There's also a less common fifth group, which has succulent characteristics. As outdoor plants, pelargoniums are well suited to containers and can be effectively combined with other plants as well. When frost threatens, bring them indoors and repot them into a standard soil mix in 5 to 6 inch pots. Choose a pot on the small side, as bloom will be improved if they are slightly pot-bound. Remove all flowers and buds and trim back some of the branches. Stem cuttings can be rooted by setting in water to be potted when roots develop. Pelargoniums like lots of sun, but don't mind cool temperatures as low as 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Allow them to get fairly dry, then water thoroughly. Try to avoid wetting the leaves, as they can become spotted. When the leaves begin to lose their luster, feed with houseplant fertilizer. In the late fall, cut back on feeding and let the plants rest a bit, resuming stimulation after the new year is underway. Plants will cheerfully bloom all winter indoors. The name pelargonium is useful when ordering plants or when you are associating with the botanically elite, but the name geranium is here to stay.
Do you have a garden musing, an anecdote about plants or an experience in your garden? Share it with other gardeners at almanac.com/feedback.